The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. Welcome to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. The Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour brings to you the very latest nutrition information, and the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers bring you EDLP. More about EDLP during the show. Here are your hosts, Al Foreman and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. It is Tuesday, May 2nd, a little after 10 o'clock in the morning here in Margate, and we have beautiful, bright sunshine out today. And we are expecting a little bit warmer weather as the day wears on. And I'm sitting with Janet Cimarelli in her palatial office here, and we're going to bring to you some of the greatest information today having to do with several areas of the body that I think most people would be very concerned about. So without any further delay, Janet, good morning.
Good morning, Al.
It's a pleasure to know that we have a lineup of discussions today having to do with areas of the body that people, I guess, have been coming in to see you with over many, many years. And the advice that you've given them has certainly helped them and gone a long way in helping them ease some of the discomfort of those health challenges that they came in to see you with. So where would you like to start first?
Well, I need to say that I better learn to talk. How's that? Oh, okay. And so what I was about to tell Al is I better learn to talk very, very, very quickly because we have a lot of products spread out in front of us, and it's going to be an interesting show. And where I would like to start, I believe, has to do with sleep, because along with nutrition support, if you have issues with sleep, if you have issues getting the correct nutrients to be functional in your body, then nothing works. And so if we enhance the quality of your sleep, and then you've got part of the problem solved. So for some of those individuals out there who might be dealing with some sleep issues, and you don't necessarily know, oh, shall I take 3 capsules, 2 capsules? Should I start with one? What should I do? Well, here is a natural vitality product, wild berry flavor. That sounds wonderful. And it's natural vitality, natural calm, calmful. I don't know that I ever heard that word before, but calmful sleep. And it's a relaxing nutrient formula for extra sleep support. So keeping in mind that nutrition status does make a difference with regard to the quality of your sleep. So in this formula, magnesium, and that's the Natural Vitality company's claim to fame. They have been working with magnesium products for many, many years. And in addition to that supportive base in their product, the amino acid GABA, the amino acid theanine, and that wonderful support to sleep, the hormone melatonin. So in just 2 teaspoons of a very flavorful formula, you're going to get 220 milligrams of magnesium, 100 of GABA, 50 of theanine, and 5 of melatonin. What makes this such a great choice is that you have the opportunity to start with a half teaspoon, or you have the opportunity to work with children and teenagers that might be dealing with sleep disturbances, maybe a quarter teaspoon, maybe just a sprinkle in some of the food that they're having for dinner or after dinner. And for those people who have an extreme issue with regard to sleeping, you can easily go to 4 teaspoons. So lots of flexibility with natural vitality, natural calm, calm full sleep.
Well, based upon what you're saying, Janet, this is one particular product that I know over the years has done very, very well. But what are some of the things that people have to consider before they attempt to go to sleep? I mean, like maybe not eating too late, maybe doing a little bit of relaxing before sleep, not watching the TV in bed, keeping the lights down low, making the temperature in the room pleasant and cool. Do you advise exercise in the evening, after dinner or before dinner?
Okay, wow, a pretty lengthy list there. And I'm going to make a 180 degree turn and say their difficulties in sleeping at night might very well have to do with their morning routine, possibly with their 3 in the afternoon routine. So are they drinking multiple cups of coffee in the morning? Because sometimes just having that extra stimulation from a little too much coffee in the morning translates to a problem falling asleep and staying asleep at night. So one of the places that I start would be a review of the morning routine. Then in the afternoon, sometimes there are issues with a dramatic drop in energy, brain function, kind of like a little bit of brain fog and lethargy in the middle of the afternoon, that mid-afternoon slump. And sometimes people reach not only for sugar to pep them up, but sometimes specifically for chocolate and sometimes for a caffeinated soda. And they might think, well, I'm not doing anything with sugar in that soda. It might be sugar-free, no sugar added, something like that. But the caffeine might be, again, just a little bit too stimulating in the middle of the afternoon, and that can be a contributing factor. It's interesting because so many exercise physiologists and personal trainers tell people you really, really don't want to be exercising in the evening. And the reasoning that they give is that it is too stimulating, that you have difficulty relaxing your muscles and relaxing psychologically well enough so that you can fall asleep. Well, there are some people who, when they exercise at night, they just work off any extra energy they might be dealing with. And when they finish with their exercise, maybe have a warm shower and get into bed, they fall asleep and they stay asleep because they've used up all that extra energy. Al?
Well, I agree with exercise. I think it's most important. I think the point you brought up in the morning is probably the best time to do the exercise. I think that people have to adjust their schedule based upon whether or not they work. I think the other issue is retirees. You pointed out something about the afternoon slump or the afternoon nap. If people taking naps in the afternoon, they may find it very difficult to get a good night's sleep because they've already rested their body enough to carry them through a certain amount of hours. So it's a whole combination. And I think one of the best things that people can do, John, is come in to see you. And you can discuss with them a schedule that fits their needs. And you're a coach. You like to coach people to get better, whatever their situation is with respect to a problem. And health problems are always ongoing. So in my opinion, the best thing they can do is come in and see you today up until 2 o'clock and discuss with you any situation they may have.
Certainly a very important point, because all of this discussion actually comes down to each and every individual has personalized needs and a specific individual diet And consequently, you review that whole picture, and that's where you're able to zero in on areas that can be adjusted, tweaked, improved upon, so that ultimately they go to sleep and stay asleep.
And again, you pointed out there are many fine remedies, including the natural calm. You have melatonin, you have valerian. I know that you have a product here by yourself that you've developed called Best Sleep. And these are different ways that people can achieve the best night's sleep they can. And the most important is the deep, restful REM sleep that people need. Are there any figures in your mind from all the work that you've done, Janet, to know how many pure hours of REM sleep people really need?
Again, I think it's probably an individual situation. I honestly don't have an answer for that other than when people awaken in the morning, they know that they have had a restful night, or they awaken too soon in the morning and they feel like they want to go back to sleep and they don't feel rested. So there are a number of different approaches, as you've mentioned, Al, that will establish those cycles of sleep and the number of cycles, the duration of those cycles. And my opinion is there are a lot of different sleep studies that have, let's say, the most common number of sleep cycles and the duration of the different types of sleep within those cycles. But I still come back to everyone's an individual, and they know whether they've felt rested or not. It's very interesting because the Janet's Best Sleep formula that I have, I do have a practitioner who was using a very strong sleep formula and was feeling very groggy in the morning. He ran out of the sleep formula, and his wife happened to have my Janet's Best Sleep, and he said, oh, okay, he'll try it, but he didn't think it was going to work. And he awakened the next morning not having that brain fog, not having that lethargy, feeling very rested, very well rested. And so he was a disbeliever. Now he's a convert. I love the formula. I think it's very flexible. People can start with just one capsule and go up to four capsules. So whatever the individual's needs. And my statement to people who are having trouble sleeping is pay attention, and you may find that after a week or so of using that Janet's Best Sleep, you go a couple of nights without using it and you still get good sleep. That music I hear in the background means that it's time for us to take a break here on the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center with Mr. Al Foreman, and we're bringing you lots of information, and stay tuned because there are some special announcements coming up. We'll be right back.
Janna Juice gives you the antioxidant protection that is so important to support the health of your cells. Two easy-to-swallow capsules help to minimize the damage for free radicals, energize on a cellular level, enhance your immune response, all with two capsules per day. Come into Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers and learn more. 3105 North State Road 7, Margate, a half mile south of Sample Road in the Penn Dutch Shopping Plaza. Come in today. 754-307-1655. 754-307-1655.
Mr. Al Foreman and his team are working very hard to stock the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center with the best supplements, the best beauty care, the best organic groceries. But the best of the best is the prices. EDLP. Everyday low prices. We invite you to come and see what we're creating for you, the savvy health food shopper. Come see us at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7 in the PennDOT Shopping Center, 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in Margate, 754-304-7255. 754-307-1655. 754-307-1655.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour, and I am joined here this morning with Janet Cimarelli. It's Tuesday, May 2nd, the beginning of the month of May, and we look forward to a great month. I know the weather will be changing sometime toward the end of the month with a little bit warmer type weather that we're used to for the summer. And a lot of people welcome it because it gives them an opportunity to increase their vitamin D levels when they go out into the sunshine, to be able to possibly cut back on supplements and use sunshine as the form of vitamin D. In the topic of sleep, Janet, I know there are a couple of more items that you wanted to bring to people's attention, but I do want to make a point to let everybody know that the special that we are running today is going to be on the entire line of personal care products that we have here at Save-A-Lot. I'm speaking about thousands upon thousands of products in the personal care category. And what we're doing is you come into the store today up until 8 o'clock, and one of our staff members will take a walk with you through the area of personal care that will show you the amount of savings you can derive by picking up one, two, or six different personal care products that we have available here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. So I think if you are interested in improving your overall health from the outside as well as the inside, you want to improve your personal care area, and we'll be more than happy to show you all the thousands upon thousands of products that you will save an additional 10% off today up until 8 o'clock tonight. And Jen, I know you have in your hand another product that people can use for sleep.
There are so many choices here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. If people are dealing with insomnia, if they are dealing with less than restful sleep, maybe they fall asleep but they don't stay asleep for, let's say, more than 3 or 4 hours. So here's a formula, traditional medicinals. Traditional medicinals teas have been around for many, many years, and this formula is Nighty Night, and it has the whole profile of herbs that I'm sure are familiar to so many of our listeners: passion flower, chamomile, catnip, and then flavored with some very nice organic teas, spearmint, lemon verbena, lemongrass. And so this complete formula is able to achieve relaxation while having a delicious and pleasant tea interlude in the evening. I know that there are a lot of people that I speak with who, when they are attempting to curb any junk food use in the middle of the evening after dinner, sometimes a delicious tea actually is very satisfying, and this is satisfying and restful. Then there is Buried Treasure. Now, people, again, familiar with Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, they, I'm sure, know the name Buried Treasure. Buried Treasure is very well known for all of their liquid formulas. So Buried Treasure Sleep Complete is a whole food complex, and their formula includes magnesium, chamomile, lemon balm, GABA, theanine, as well as a little bit of melatonin. And the recommended amount to use for a good night's sleep, 2 tablespoons. So again, if you've been less than successful with other products that you've used, you might consider using Buried Treasure. It's gluten-free, wheat-free, yeast-free, and dairy-free, and very well formulated to help you achieve a good night's sleep. And then one of my favorites, Jarrow Sleep Optimizer. The Sleep Optimizer has been around for years and years, has valerian root and tryptophan, which is a little bit different than some of the sleep formulas. Some of the sleep formulas use 5-HTP. I'm kind of torn, but I like the tryptophan, absolutely safe and very, very relaxing. Lemon balm and pharma GABA, very beneficial form of GABA, and then melatonin, and just a kiss of melatonin, tiny, tiny little amount, a third of a milligram, so less than 1 milligram, a third of a milligram in 2 capsules of the Jaro Formula Sleep Optimizer. So if there are people out there who have not had good response to melatonin use, this has very, very little melatonin and does rely on the use of other substances to relax and stay asleep. And they talk about establishing a healthy sleep cycle. Then the last one, Source Natural Melatonin. Source Natural is known for their melatonin choices. They have the sublingual, which delivers the melatonin directly to your bloodstream, as well as such a dramatic variation in doses, you are absolutely sure to find the dose that's right for you when you look at the Source Natural choices.
Al? They have a wide variety. I think Source Natural has the biggest variety of melatonin of any company that produces melatonin today. You're talking about sublingual, you're talking about tablets, you're talking about time release, and you're talking about dosages from under a milligram up to 10 milligrams. So there's something for everybody in the way of melatonin to help them get that good night's sleep that they so richly deserve. If we can move on, Janet, I know there are a couple of other topics that we want to cover today, and one of them includes the personal care category of products that, again, we have on special today up until 8 o'clock, the entire variety and array of the thousands upon thousands of personal care products will be an additional 10% off today. And that does include the essential oils as well. So where would you like to go next?
Well, speaking about that personal care, I know that so many individuals listening to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour very well may have skin disruption that ultimately appears as rashes, dry, flaky skin, irritated, itchy skin, red skin just inflamed. And so for any of those individuals out there who might be sensitive to the different chemicals, the different fragrances, the different colors added to over-the-counter mainstream personal care products and particularly skincare products, they can find very high quality choices here to help overcome irritation, rash, itchy skin, peeling, flaking skin. Forces of Nature has just a really basic bar, soap bar, and it's called Eczema Cleanse. Doctor recommended. It is homeopathic in its formula. So it is a medicated cleansing bar that has the soothing components to help overcome the redness, itchiness, flaky skin. And so the list of homeopathic ingredients is very lengthy and very focused on overcoming any of the inflammatory issues associated with skin symptoms. So relief of itching associated with minor skin irritation and rashes that may be due to eczema. So very comprehensive list of ingredients in the homeopathic area, and then the kind of ingredients that we all know of to be soothing and calming and moisturizing. Things like lavender oil, pine oil, rosemary oil. I mean, the list is just dramatically comprehensive. And so here's an excellent place to start if people are dealing with those skin irritations that so limit number one, what clothing they choose, and limit the relaxation that they're able to achieve because they are so beset with itching and discomfort.
Janet, would you venture to say that the itching and the swelling and possibly other side effects of what they're feeling could be because of a need of a liver cleanse?
Well, certainly liver congestion can be a contributing factor with regard to essentially having your skin act as a detoxifier because your liver is overworked. So that's one viewpoint, sure. The other aspect that I discuss with people has to do with an improper immune system response. For one reason or another, it could be leaky gut, could be congested liver, could be a variety of different daily decisions that they're making with regard to sugar or artificial sweeteners, with regard to certain oils that are less than nourishing, possibly oils, nuts, or seeds that have become rancid. Their bodies aren't able necessarily to detect the rancidity by taste, but their liver recognizes the rancidity and has an unpredictable inflammatory response. The other thing is leaky gut, and so your blood chemistry has dramatically changed, and again, overwhelmed your liver. So a number of different situations contributing to eczema and psoriasis, and there are answers.
Well, the answers, and my question to you as a licensed nutritionist, would be something to be treated internally as well as externally?
Certainly, and here's my viewpoint on these things. When you are dealing with really unpleasant symptoms and you're so uncomfortable, so beset with the itching and irritation and heat coming from a rash, then let's do everything we can to calm that down, give you some relief from your symptoms while we go about addressing the long-term contributing factors that have created this skin outbreak.
So based upon what you spoke about earlier, the forces of nature, bar soap would be a way to start by going into your bath or shower once or twice or three times a day and cleansing your body with a soap that would help the body relieve some of the stress that they're feeling based upon the itching or scratching or psoriasis that they're experiencing with. And then from that point on, they would apply something topically, and I would think that they would have to apply it more than once a day.
Very, very true. And I'm hearing music, and that music means that it's time for us to take a break here on the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Zimmerelli. I'm here with Mr. Al Foreman, and we're talking about all manner of products that you can use to improve the quality of your life. That's what we're about here. Stay tuned. More to come.
Come to my office at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. I can evaluate your blood work to determine the beneficial activity of your supplements. For comprehensive testing information and personalized recommendations, speak with me, Janet Cimarelli, and get the guidance needed to achieve meaningful results for your personal health issues. 754-307-1655. 754-307-1655. The Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center is located at 3105 North State Road 7, 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in the Penn Dutch Shopping Center in Margate.
Do you want to lose weight? Do you want to lower your blood sugar and A1C levels? Do you want to lower your cholesterol levels and avoid medication? Janet's Best Cookies and Bars support weight loss goals and help burn fat while maintaining lean muscle mass. Help is on the way with Janet's Best Cookies and Bars. Great tasting. Medically formulated with a leading expert on weight management. The Janet's Best Cookies and Bars have the low sugar, high fiber, high protein content to support weight loss metabolism. Come into Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center for your free weight loss consult and an introduction to the weight management program using Janet's Best Cookies and Bars. Learn about the weekly weigh-in and free charting of your weight loss progress. Call 754-307-1655 for weigh-in consult hours. No appointment necessary. Just sign in. Call 754-307-1655 for available hours.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I am joined here this morning with Janet Cimarelli, and we're speaking about the topic of skin eruptions having to do with rashes, having to do with hives, having to do with possibly allergic reactions to either food that you may have eaten or detergent that you may be using or an environment that you're living in. Could it be a pet situation also, Janet?
Certainly that improper immune response can be as part of an incorrect response to animal dander or hair. And I tell people all the time, the commercial foods that are given to cats and dogs are almost a guarantee that people will have an allergic response to that animal. And when you change the food to a very high quality grain-free food for cats and for dogs, the quality of their skin changes dramatically. And I base a lot of what I say on a book that I read years and years ago. The author, her name is Anitra Hill, and her book was called The Natural Cat. And I believe the things that she had to say in her book actually apply to dogs as well. So if you're having excessive shedding with your dog, if you're having scratching, skin irritation, if your dogs or cats are magnets to fleas and ticks, change their food. Go to high-quality food that you're going to get in the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. Or I'm even of the opinion that some of the foods available through veterinarians' offices are not necessarily what you need to focus on. You need high-quality, grain-free, and that helps to create a blood and body chemistry that makes the animal much less allergenic. So I'm looking at two products here from Naturalia, naturally Australian. Okay, so with the kind of climate and the heat that Australians have dealt with over the past few months, here are some products that they have found to be successful for their skin issues. One is called Happy Little Bodies. That sounds so nice. Eczema body wash and shampoo, and it's a gentle formula. It's 2-in-1. It's a wash and a shampoo, and it minimizes skin irritation, itching and dryness. It's soap-free and not irritating. So what's interesting about this? What's the ingredient? Oatmeal. And for years, people have been told to take an oatmeal bath if they're dealing with any kind of skin eruption. It could be hives. It could be a rash in response to an insect bite. It could be certainly the psoriasis or eczema. And this is appropriate for both shampooing and body wash. And even though it says Happy Little Bodies for kids, there's no reason why mom and dad can't use it as well. You might just put a little cover over the label if you don't want to see someone that they're saying, oh, happy little bodies. What's that you're using? Okay, and another product, it is a topical cream. Once again, I talk about the importance of relieving the symptoms. The intensity of the symptoms associated with eczema and psoriasis, you're going to relieve the irritation. You're going to relieve the itching. And typically, people might find a product that would have coal tar or pine tar, and they might not respond to those ingredients very well. Well, here's a coal and pine tar-free, cortisone-free cream that's suitable for kids. So once again, we get into the homeopathic realm using it topically. So you can make sure that you use it only on the affected areas, but you're going to relieve that discomfort from the itching and irritation.
Are there certain ingredients that people could look for when they approach a topical product to be able to alleviate some of the different symptoms that they've been experiencing?
My go-to top of the line is aloe vera. Aloe vera has such a wonderful capacity for absorbing through all of the different layers of the skin and having a comprehensive anti-inflammatory response. And the thing is, there are minimal numbers of individuals who have any kind of an adverse response to aloe vera, particularly aloe vera used topically. Then there is evening primrose, and the list of ingredients that I'm looking at is in this Natralia Eczema and Psoriasis Cream. Rash relief is what it says right on the label. So in addition to the aloe vera and the chamomile, it has evening primrose, lavender, and licorice. So it gives you very fast relief from the flakiness, the dryness, and certainly that irritation. And you know, if you were to go to see a physician about a situation that you might be dealing with, the skin eruptions, rash, and eczema of psoriasis, they would possibly do testing, lab testing on the skin cells, and then come up with a diagnosis. It could be eczema, could be psoriasis, or it could be a rash of unknown origin. They don't know what's creating it. But very often the recommended approach to overcoming this discomfort would involve cortisone drugs, and this Natralia Eczema and Psoriasis Cream is cortisone-free, but with the absolutely active ingredients from the homeopathic realm, keeping in mind that homeopathy is a regulated mode of medical treatment and very, very effective.
Well, you mentioned aloe vera. And I know that aloe vera has been utilized in many, many situations to help heal the body in many different areas. And I guess the thing that's running through my mind right now, Janet, would the benefit of drinking aloe vera have similar results as using the aloe vera that is part of a cream?
Well, just getting back to your discussion a few moments ago with regard to liver detoxification. Aloe vera has a very gentle, very correct approach to removing debris gently, slowly, effectively from the liver, as well as establishing that background chemistry that's so appropriate for beneficial bacteria. And so when you have skin eruptions, as I mentioned, it might be liver overload and the detoxification is happening through your skin and inflammatory processes are the result. Unfortunately, many times that liver-colon interaction has been overwhelmed and aloe vera has the capacity to gently, effectively deal with both.
So it would be wise then for people, if they do have any kind of skin eruptions that they're looking to treat, they can use aloe vera liquid, and they can also use the topical products that do contain aloe vera as well.
Absolutely. And then from B&T, Boric and Tafel, they have Soraya Flora, psoriasis cream, the active ingredient of Berberis aquifolium. So
it, you did that very well.
Well, thank you. Many years of Latin schooling. Okay, so psoriasis, dryness, flaking, itching, scaling, and redness. And it's meant for temporary relief. And that's what I say. Okay, let's get relief to the skin while you work on the underlying contributing factors. So you can use this formula with kids as young as 2 and with possibly some direction you can use it in younger children as well. And so what I'm thinking about with regard to younger children, so many times the kids, babies, are reacting to all of the artificial ingredients or artificial components, and actually I want to say chemical components that they're dealing with, not natural fabrics in their clothing, certainly in disposable diapers, certainly in any number of cleansing products that might be meant specifically for babies. But when you find out about what's in those over-the-counter mainstream baby products, they're not so good, and they contribute to an outbreak of eczema or rash or an allergic skin response.
You mentioned the Sora Flora homeopathic remedy from B&T. And we also have an extensive line of boron in homeopathic remedies, and they're in pellet form. Would you venture to say that people can also help themselves by choosing the right pellet form or the right homeopathic remedy from boron, using it internally in the pellet form? And they dissolve very, very quickly and easily in the mouth, and they work very, very effectively.
Certainly an excellent choice. And it might be a little confusing to an individual trying to choose the right homeopathic relief formula. And so there are a number of different questions that I would go through with a person dealing with skin eruptions, redness, all of that, those symptoms associated with eczema and psoriasis. And we can look at probably, I'm going to say, 5 to 10 different formulas that might be appropriate, even though it doesn't look like they are directly related to fixing a problem that an individual might have. Homeopathy is wonderfully confusing, but wonderfully effective.
And we have, in the boron setup here, we have a chart that you can refer to, and they will give you different portions or different products to take to be able to alleviate the symptoms of a psoriasis, a rash, or skin eruptions. And they, again, work very, very effectively. They've been used for hundreds of years. I hear some music, Janet.
And that music means it's time for us to take a break here on the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. Keep in mind that the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour is brought to you by the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7, just 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in the city of Margate. You want to find out how to get here? 754-307-1655. Stay tuned. More to come.
The knowledgeable team at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center is partnering with Janet Cimarelli to give you the information and knowledge you need to better manage your health. Janet is a leading licensed nutrition counselor specializing in the field of natural foods and supplements. Janet's counseling services are now available at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7 in Margate at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, Janet can work with you to change your diet and change your life. Janet has over 25 years of clinical experience helping people to overcome and manage illness. Let her help you get on the path of better health. Call today for convenient times to meet with Janet Cimarelli. Call 754-307-1655. That's 754-307-1655. And make sure to listen to Janet and Mr. Al Foreman Monday through Friday, 10 to 11 a.m. right here on WNN. Great service, great prices, save a lot.
Looking for quality groceries at great discounted prices? Look no more. You can find the brands you know at the very best prices at Save-A-Lot. And always at the best prices. EDLP prices. Everyday low prices. I will say everyday lowest prices. That's right. EDLP. Everyday lowest prices. Come on in. See for yourself. See the great selection and be amazed at the prices. Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers, 3105 North State Road 7 in Margate. Go to SaveALotNutritionCenters.com. SAVALOT NutritionCenters.com.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. It is a Tuesday, May 2nd, and the great special we have going on today concerns all of our personal care products that we have here at Save-A-Lot. And I'm speaking now about many thousands of products that are designed to help people in the area of personal care. And we have staff here that will be more than happy to take you around and show you all the products that will be included in the 10% off today only up until 8 o'clock tonight. So please feel free to stop down, and if you're not sure where the products are, one of our great staff will take you around and show you exactly where all the personal care products are. Right now, we only have a few minutes left, but we want to talk about an issue that people are having difficulty with and have had difficulty and will continue to have difficulty with, and that is blood sugar balance, which is a problem or challenge that a lot of people come to see you with, Janet. So what do you recommend?
Okay, so a number of different approaches that people can use to balance their blood sugar. First of all, let's talk about their diet. Are you eating enough vegetables? Are you eating too many fruits? Do you think that the fruits are taking the place of the vegetables? And the truth of the matter is, oh my goodness, too many fruits and not enough vegetables. But what can you do to bring back into balance an approach that has been elusive for a number of years and landed you in the category of an elevated A1C and an elevated glucose, and maybe you're even dealing with the symptoms? Maybe you're having numbness. Maybe you're having pain or burning in the soles of your feet. Maybe you're having a situation of constant hunger. A number of different ways to control those symptoms. I'm going to say cinnamon is a real basic and very, very helpful. So I talked a little bit on the prior segment about aloe vera. Using aloe vera as maybe an ounce two or three times a day, you may see a very small, maybe 5 to 10% lowering of glucose levels with just that approach with aloe vera. Another very simple but very effective approach could be cinnamon. And we have a number of different cinnamon formulas that you can find here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. And we have Carlson, They say theirs is the true cinnamon, Ceylon cinnamon, and there are a number of different articles. Stay away from the Vietnamese cinnamon. Use the Ceylon cinnamon. It has the most components that are going to be helpful for lowering blood sugar. Then we have Solaray cinnamon bark extract. So you have the potential to lower your blood sugar with these two cinnamon products. It's very interesting because the Solaray formula is two different types of cinnamon. Cinnamon cassia bark and then cinnamon verum bark. So you have that the component, the cinnamon verum is the component in Ceylon cinnamon. And so I'll tell you a little story about one of my clients. She was told that she needed to reduce her cholesterol and her triglycerides. And for 1 year, she just took the organic cinnamon spice from her spice rack and measured out a teaspoon, put it in a little dish, and she ate a small banana. And before each bite of the banana, she dipped it in this powdered cinnamon, the grated cinnamon from her spice rack, and ate that. The sugar and the consistency in the banana tended to modify the hot, spicy taste of unsweetened cinnamon, just straight cinnamon bark. And after 1 year, her cholesterol levels and her triglycerides were measured, and they were down dramatically from a significant over the reference range level into a significantly below the high level of the reference range. So cinnamon for some people is going to be a very effective way of addressing both glucose, A1C, and triglycerides. Okay, so what's the catch here? Some people should not have cinnamon on a daily basis. I will refer to the Eat Right for Your Type book. Two of the spices that tend to be used together frequently, unfortunately, they're used together frequently in baked goods. Those two spices, cinnamon and vanilla extract, are not appropriate for everyday use for people of the O blood type persuasion. Now, it's interesting because you have no way of really identifying a reaction to the cinnamon or the vanilla. It could be 72 hours. It could be a much longer response time. So here's my suggestion. You might want to use the Carlson Ceylon cinnamon or the Solaray cinnamon bark extract every other day. And on the off days, you might want to use the aloe vera. So by kind of spreading that approach for balancing blood sugar across the food realm, and I consider the aloe vera, it is an herb, but it's almost in the food realm. It has so many nourishing aspects and so many health-supporting aspects. So cinnamon for all of the other blood types, using that on a daily basis, you may see a wonderful reduction in blood sugar chemistry. And for those individuals out there who want to try cinnamon with their breakfast, a teaspoon of organic cinnamon spice from your spice rack, very effective at supporting properly balanced blood sugar levels.
Janet, I know that we've spoken about sugar as a primary problem with most people when it comes to blood sugar. And it's very difficult for people to get off of sugar. Are there any recommendations that you can personally make to people that come in with a health challenge that are looking to balance blood sugar but still have the urge at different times of the day to fulfill the need in their mouth to satisfy themselves with that sugar taste?
Well, first of all, you need to get away from the artificial sweeteners, keeping in mind that the artificial sweeteners are in some cases 1,000 times sweeter than typical cane sugar. I tell people you want to get away from other forms of sucrose other than cane sugar. And so it's a step-by-step process because keep in mind, you're addicted. That's a proper word to use for that unavoidable desire for sugar. So you want to move away from the artificial sweeteners. You want to move away from other forms of sucrose other than cane sugar. And I'm talking about sugar beets because a lot of the sugar that is in processed foods unfortunately comes from sugar beets, and your body metabolizes those forms of sucrose in very different ways, keeping in mind that it's an extra stress on your liver when you're using the artificial sweeteners, those synthetic sugars. So once you've made the switch from the artificial sweeteners to the organic cane sugar, now it's time to make the switch to away from any kind of processed sweet that you might be choosing into fruit. And so I recommend some frozen, fresh, organic blueberries, and you can eat those blueberries one at a time. Frozen, organic grapes, and you can eat those grapes one at a time. Then the next step is we're substituting vegetables for those fruits. So gradually, you're getting away from sugar. And we seem to be out of time.
Yes, we are, Janet.
So you have been listening to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Zimmerelli. I'm here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7 in the city of Margate. I'm here 11 to 2 today. And Mr. Al Foreman will be back tomorrow at 10 on the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. Thanks for listening.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman, and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. Remember to tune in every weekday at 10 a.m. and find out more about EDLP. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.